discussion? Yud Elul, Tuesday the 21st of August, Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Halacha or Superstition, the Savar of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Part 2.
Morning everyone.
Morning.
I will do a quick recap of what we said yesterday and we'll continue. We'll try and finish off the topic there of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, or maybe we'll move on already to some other things. So to recap, the highlights were Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was born around 900 years ago, between the year 1100 and 1130. He was the Rebbe of the most famous Rishonim in his generation. We said that Rav Maimonides, the Zeruah, the Rekeach. He's quoted in Tosfos in at least two places in Shas that I saw. He quoted in Modch as well. And he wrote Savar, which had 77 different things. We discussed a few of them yesterday. We discussed yesterday not leaving a cave open overnight. Someone came to tell me that London Bezdin had a problem one year on the 25th of December. They had no one to dig kvarim, and they organized before to dig two just to have spare. And that could be understood, like we said yesterday, that if you don't dig it for a certain person in mind, that would be allowed. Two brothers shouldn't be marrying two sisters, he says. Again, we said yesterday that in the case when the shidduch seems to be a especially good shidduch, people often do so. They ask the dolim first, and it's allowed. Not to marry one's niece, which even though the Gemara says it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Chassid doesn't like it. Not to call your sons Yehuda or Shmuel, which we've never really found people to be makbid about. And not to have the same name as the son-in-law and daughter-in-law, which a lot of people are makbid about. Chaim Knievsky is one of the big people who recommends that you shouldn't have the same name as the son-in-law and daughter-in-law. Okay. On that, Rabbi Yehuda said that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda Chassid only wrote it for his Einiklach, not for the whole Klal Yisrael. And this far is brought in many different poskim as a tziruf to be makel when the shayla arises. Although others say that since we don't know our genealogy well enough, everyone has to be chayish. Perhaps he is the inkel of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, as 900 years ago is a long time, and therefore one should try to be machmeh chetchila. Moshe Feinstein says that we should only be machmeh if you understand the reason for it, but something that doesn't have any visible reason, we should not worry about. Chasam Sofer said we only have to be machmeh something that's brought down in shas and poskim, but something that's the only source is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, we don't have to worry about. Okay, now I'll just go and discuss a few more of the tzavas. The tzavar Samach Gimel, tzavar number 63, is Leichana Adam Bonov, Oibnosov, Beis Pa'amim, Achar Adam Echad. A person should not call two of his children the same name. Now, I always wondered, let's say you were very, very close to, imagine that most 20-year-olds are called Yehuda Zev, after Manchester Shiva. So maybe out of this Tavar, you would have many, many more Yehuda Zev, because everyone would call all the children Yehuda Zev. So he said you shouldn't do so. He said you shouldn't call the children the same name.
He said
you shouldn't call
the same name.
He said you shouldn't call the same.
You shouldn't call two of your children by the same name.
Doesn't he say, why not? Maybe you want to have. You're very close to your great-grandfather, and you want to call everyone Moshe. Moshe 1, Moshe 2, Moshe 3, Moshe 4. Okay. Now, so the poets can bring down various reasons behind this. One reason the poets can bring down is that's an iron horror. It's an iron horror. He has 10 kids called Yaakov. It's an iron horror. People will look at you jealously, and therefore you should try to shy away from iron horror. Chazon Ish said, Most sorrows nowadays come from iron heart. Another reason is a very interesting reason. The Gemara says in Gittin that the Rabbi Gittin it says that we never chayish that the same town have two people called Yosef Ben Shimon, because not the stuff, but always it's so rare to have the chance of having the same name and the same father name was so rare. Therefore, when you write in a get Yosef Ben Shimon, you don't have to write Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Moshe Ben Yaakov. You can just write the person's name and his father's name. And with that, you can assume that there won't be any other Yosef Ben Shimons in Golden Green, and therefore that's good enough for the get. However, if you're going to have three children with the same name, then we already have in one household the same name, and then it'll become complicated and get in, hey, he's divorced, but he's still married. Ah, it's the other one, it gets too complicated, and therefore they will say that's a pshat. The Chayyim say, similarly, just like Rabbi Chassid, you shouldn't call two of his sons with the same name, you shouldn't call your son and your daughter with the same name. There are some names that are for both. Simcha. Simcha is a boy's name and a girl's name. So they say that in this, you also shouldn't call the same name to your boy and your girl. Now, the reason of getting is not such a good reason for this, because in every get, you have the name of the man and the lady. So you'll obviously be able to tell from the name if it's a male or a female. And it says bus and not bench. So that's not, in horror, that would perhaps be a good reason. I always wondered, you know, he says you can't have the same name as your father-in-law. Can a lady have the same name as her father-in-law? What about if Simcha is the father's name, can his son marry a girl called Simcha? That I never saw anyone talk about. If it's ever Negea, you should go and ask a local Orthodox rabbi. What did you say? I'm Abba Simcha. Abba Simcha. Very good. Very good. Okay. That was it. Now, Savar Yud Ches. Let's move on to the 18th Savar, which is...
All these things he's saying is a bad idea, or he's saying it has a religious motivation?
So a lot of them, he says, a lot of them have sources. A lot of them, again, the Noi Debi Huda says that he saw Ruch, the most posh of is that they saw Ruch Kodesh, that these things are not recommended. That's all. We don't know exactly his we're not on his level. The Rechaim says we have no musug at the greatness of Huda Chassid, and therefore we don't understand fully what his reasons are. And therefore, if he says so, there is a reason, a hidden reason often, and some of them we understand the reasons why, but others, a hidden reason. Therefore, he recommends not to. Now, we're not mishubad to him. We don't have to keep it. But we try to keep it when possible. Again, when the need arises, often you go to Rechaim Kiyas, he goes, oh, if Rabbi Yashiv would agree with me, I'm happy that you should go ahead with this, even though it's not recommended. But this is the Chatkhillah. The Chatkhillah, we try to be the Chatkhillah Jews in all ways, shapes, and forms. This is another way of being Chatkhillah, to keep this stuff up.
What was his motivation? We
assume that he didn't think it was a good idea. He saw in Ruach Kodesh that no good would come out from a son being called Shmuel. Again, think of that the Marsha was called Shmuel, and he was the grandson of the Rav Yehuda. Okay.
Is there a
halakha
to call a son
of
the same name as
the mother? I'm not sure. That's not brought down from 77. Maybe a new Maduro will come out soon with a safer that bring down more, but at the moment, okay. Savar Yud Ches is Lo Yase Adam Merchatz B'Toich Beisa. You shouldn't make a merchatz, a wash house, a sauna, a merchatz in your house.
A bathroom.
A bathroom would be normally most people know to have in the house nowadays. A merchatz. We'll see what the reasons are, and we'll see if they won't apply to a bathroom.
So the merchatz is that
convenient? Well, we're going to get that. We're going to discuss. Each topic is like everyone gets a bit of a shock because maybe they're over that one. So I understand that the every time a new one gets read out, everyone gets a bit of a shock. Okay. Ve'im yase habayis, and if you do so, the house yecharav will be destroyed. Elo im kein oiseyu lirchitz rabim boy. Only if you make it a public merchatz. That is the savar yodchitz. Now there are various reasons brought down in the police game to try and explain this savar, and we'll see various practical nafkaminas will come out from various reasons. One reason brought down from the Shiv Sfarim is that Mazikim apparently, I don't know much about Mazikim, but they say that Mazikim hang out in Amerchatz. And therefore you don't want to have Mazikim knocking around in your house. On that, everyone else will understand. If you don't have Mazikim in your house, why should it help if you've got a public bathhouse? Why did he say if you make it for the Rabbim, that would be allowed? Look, it doesn't seem to make sense. If the Mazikim are there, Mazikim are there. For that they say that if you're doing a service to the club, and there's a big mitzvah being done by you letting people use your merchatz. Sharing mitzvah the Yidav Ara, no bad can come out from doing mitzvahs. And therefore, by making it a public merchatz, you're covering the problem of all these mazikim hanging around. That is reason number one. Reason number two, from the Mesek Eliezer, he says, that since the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, we try to have nothing to be perfect. Yeah, nothing. We leave it amma by amma in the house. We amma the chuppah. We have lots of zecher of the Mikdash, but nothing nowadays is perfect until the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. And he says that for someone to have a sauna in the house, that is too much comfort, too much. Now they don't want to be so comfortable, and therefore, after that, you shouldn't do so. But for the rabbi, it's not my comfort. I'm doing a public service. I'm making a merchatz for people to have fun on that.
Sauna is the merchatz, because it's the dry heat.
Okay, so it doesn't mean a shower. It means where people used to go in the olden days, they had a bit of merchatz, and all the Greek people used to hang out there. That's what he's talking about.
What about a swimming pool?
Yeah, it could be a swimming pool. Now, reason number three is that some of you want to learn that it's not talking about a sauna, it's not talking about a swimming pool, it's talking about a mikveh. And they want to say that if you make a mikveh in your house, it could be a big mikshul, because the health of mikvahs are very complicated. And always, every mikveh is built, they get the biggest mumchin, no, the Rabbi Posen from Kiryas Sefer, who he flies around the world to set up mikveh. If every Tom, Dick and Harry had in their own house a mikveh, maybe the mikveh wouldn't be up to scratch. And you might have people using a mikveh, which really wouldn't be a good mikveh, and therefore, to stop that, now, Mashenkin, if you have a rabbi using it, then this is London's mikveh, then everyone would know. It means to make sure it's up to scratch. And then all the various botidinim would get involved, and it would become kosher. So those are the three reasons. Now, there are a few obvious nafkamins. Nafka number one is a sauna allowed and a mikveh not allowed? Or is a sauna not allowed and a mikveh allowed? If it's al tanuk, the mikveh is not for tanuk. If it's al kashas or a mikveh, a sauna would be allowed. That's nafkamin number one. Nafkamin number two is... I was once going around with Dain Dunner to ask questions to Gedolim. Dain Dunner goes twice a year to ask Gedolim questions. And he just went to someone who in Herzliya had built a mikveh which cost, from beginning to end, $8,000. Yeah, there's huge fundraising campaigns going on here. They had a idea. I didn't know it well enough, but it's like it's dug out before they build it, and they have to insert it into the ground. And the whole thing, it cost $8,000. I went to Arnei and said, "That's amazing." They found a way that loads of kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, don't have mikvahs, and there's some people there who, if they want to use a mikvah, have to be moist nefesh to use a mikvah. We found a way to sort it out. $8,000 is affordable. We'll sort out the problem in Eretz Yisrael mikvahs. And I was there. He said, absolutely not. This is not allowed. He said, the fact that mikvahs are so expensive is a good thing, because therefore, a lot of care and effort goes into building each one. And if you have $8,000 mikvah, okay, I'll make one. That's not so good. Next week I'll make another one. But you might have people using mikvahs that aren't up to scratch. And therefore, Arnei said, don't go down this road, leave it, and let mikvahs be done like it's always been done, with the hashkafah always had. And that's much a godel hadoris psak, because you could say, what do you mean? If I could save these kibbutzniks from having to schlep 4 hours to go to the mikvah, it's worth it. He said, no, it's not worth it. The potential hazard that's going to be is not worth the potential gain, and you stay away. Okay. Now, the Tzal Chok wants to know, what would be under a separate roof? Let's say you have in the back of your garden, you want to build either a mikveh or a merchat, would that be allowed? So he wants to say that now, even though, we said yesterday, that the Rechaim said that we don't understand the reasons behind that, and therefore we shouldn't say he only meant this, and therefore this is a millimetre different, therefore that should be allowed. But however, and we'll see this cloud later on in the series, it's only Osa kafi what it says. You can't say that this is a bit similar and therefore it's also. We'll see later in the Gemara's about Sakana and food under the bed. We'll see. It's only all the person will say, you have to look at what it says, and that is Osa, and other things, even though you might think it's comparable, that is not Osa. And he says, if you look at the Lashon, it says, the Yasa Oda Merchatz Betoich Beisoi. That's only under your same house, the same roof, and therefore he wants to propose maybe you'll be allowed to have one in the back of your garden. The reason might still apply. He said, very nice, but you can't tell to Misvora even the reasons apply. It has to be what was said. And that wasn't said. And dial on the 77 things he says, not 77 things plus 2,400 things that are comparable. Okay. Now, there are Gedolim from three generations who had mikvahs in the house. The Rechaim had a mikvah in his house. The Yitzhak Lev had a mikvah in the house. Interesting, apparently in the end of the Yitzhak Lev's life, he suffered from a lot of pain. And he once told someone that he wonders if the reason he suffered lots of pain is because he was over on the Tavar of the Chassid and he had a mikveh in his house. So, now, that's interesting. Now, on the other hand, the children Haggis brings the Moshe Tamer brings down that he heard the Chazan Ish, the Stipe went to ask Chazan Ish about building a mikveh in his house, and the Chazan Ish said that he can. So, yeah, so either he learned his Dafka Merchat, not mikveh, but that's the, or he wasn't makdiv for the Tavar of the Chassid at all, but that's what he said. Now, it says, Elam Kain Oseh Lichach Rabin Boy. The post can discuss what's called a Rabin. So some people say if three people use it constantly, some people say four people. Others say that you have to put a sign up around town while you're building it. Everyone, I'm building a mikveh. Don't worry, you don't have to use the Bechol mikveh much longer. Soon I'm going to have a mikveh and everyone can use it. And that will be a way of getting the rabbim. And there are local mikvehs in town. People do have mikvehs in the house. If anyone knows any such person, they should ask them what they did. But that is the Tzavar. Okay. Tzavar Lamed He. As we mentioned briefly yesterday, this most people know about. One person shouldn't be the sandik for two children from the same family. Now, the shayla is, why is this? So we'll get there in a minute. Now, this is Paskin. This is not one of the more obscure ones. This is brought down by the Maril, And therefore, by the Ramah, who often brings down what Maril says, and the Shach, they all pass in this halacha. And therefore, people who have seven children on the end of finding rather random people to be the son, because they run out of some people to be son. The Maril said a very beautiful reason. The Maril says the reason is that because it says that the raglov of the sanduk are doimut to mizbeach, and it will be mapped to the ketores on the mizbeach b'shar if they do the bris. And he said the Gemara in Yuma says in Daf Chof Vav that a kohen who is mapped to ketores once in his life would never do so again because it's a segula for Ashirus and they wanted to spread the wealth, and therefore only once in life you got the opportunity, and therefore so too we shouldn't be a sanduk for one time. It's not fair. Let everyone else have a chance. There are various questions on this matter. Now, Yehuda asks, he says, it only says that it's doimer to mizbeach. It doesn't say which mizbeach it is. There's mizbeach hachitzon and mizbeach hapnimi. And mizbeach hachitzon had korbanos on it, and mizbeach hapnimi had ketores on it. And Yehuda says that he would say, logically, it's doimer to mizbeach hachitzon. Because here there's an offering taking place, and there's dam coming out, and who are then by normal korbanos, that's what took place, and therefore he would say mizvara is not doimer to ketores. It's doing with the stomach carbon, and therefore, if that would be true, the whole reason wouldn't be in the gay here, because it's not doing ketores at all. It's a mizbeach, masking, but not that mizbeach. A different mizbeach, which had the chatzos and the oil on it, and therefore, that wouldn't be. That's one question which, okay. Now, the Vilna Gaon asks a really strong question. He says, now, the reason is because if one person gets it twice, it's not fair. He'll become wealthy twice, and that's not fair to him. You don't understand. If that's the reason, there should be a halacha that you can only be sanduk once in your life, irrelevant of the same family or not. And you find often people are sanduk for this family and for this family and this family. Well, that should be equally against the tzavon, because they're going to get ashiras from there and ashiras from there, and that's not fair. And that's the Vilna Gaon's question, and therefore he doesn't like it very much, and he doesn't agree with this reason. Now, he asks another question. Then he says also that Stam, he never saw someone becoming wealthy from being sanduk. Like, we have a sort of thing, yeah, every day there's brisim or whatever. Some example, Khangeski used to be a sanduk 3-4 times a day. He used to travel all over Israel to be sanduk. And Khangeski is known for very many things, but his ashiras is not one of them. So the Vilna Gaon said he never saw such a thing. Okay. We're going to get there. Now, the Maor HaNaim asked a question. Maor HaNaim said, it says in the Pasuk, Aser Bishvil Shechtis Asher. If you take Maisa, you become wealthy. And he asked, what do you mean? You see many, many Erech people take Maisa, each income as it comes in, they separate the tenth and give it to them. And we never see these people becoming wealthy. No, you can't say it. People who aren't wealthy don't take Maisa. That's not true. It's factually not true. And he asks, how can that be? So he says, interesting answer. He says, it's not such a comforting answer. He says that if you're mistapet b'mu'ut, then you're also wealthy because you're happy with what you got. And so he says that what you're zoicha to be mistapet b'mu'ut. Which is not really so good, because a lot of people prefer to get Ashiras than to get the Stapkas Bemut, happy what you got, but that's what he wants to argue. Now, the Rioyal says, firstly, I don't understand, Ne'eman who the Ramad say that you become wealthy from it, and it doesn't mean Dafka Nachosim, it can mean many things. It can mean, you know, a person can be wealthy financially, but can be not wealthy in many other ways, and therefore, this is the Pasha Pshat, it means you'll be wealthy in things that are important, and therefore, there's not a steer of the cloud to the fact that. What did you say?
No, nothing. That's wealthy means money, generally. I mean, that's what it means.
But it means money in a world where the only barometer of important things is money. But in our world, where people can be spiritually wealthy and have good children and can have a fulfilling life, that often, you know, in most suicides take place in Hollywood because they're very wealthy, but they're not happy. Okay. Is it true? The Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin says that the segula only is if you get from the kois and amida de brachas. Just from the kois itself is not enough. The Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin. Reb Chaim Kreisler once went to the stipler and said, listen, I've been sanduk many, many times, and I've yet to see the material wealth materialize. And I'm wondering, why is that? Do you have any answer why that is? And he said, I'll tell you why, because it identifies the Torah Chaim. He said, it's brought down that you have to do both. We need Amid the Brachas and the Sanduk Kois together. So, okay, fair enough. Next week, someone called him up. Baruch Kaiser, I'd like to make you Sanduk in my Sanduk. He's all Gavaldik. He said, listen, I just went to Stipler, and I asked him, why am I not rich? And he said, the reason is because of this. So he said, okay, fair enough. I'm happy to give you both. And he gave him Amid the Brachas and Sanduk Kois. And the story ends that week, someone came to Chaim Kaiser and said, listen, I'd like to give you a check of $250,000. Do with it as you see fit. This is for you and Matana. Enjoy. So and I'm sure he gave his talk because he always kind of gave loads of money to Haman to swim in the whole time. I'm sure he didn't use it for himself. But that's the story, and it's a very good ending. Okay. He was an usher in his farm. Yeah, I'm saying. Okay.
He was always marked to have some poor son.
And I mean, the rockers.
He didn't even stand up. He stayed in bed until after.
Okay. I'm not answering questions. I'm just saying what it says. What the post can bring down.
I also want to have something.
But you're probably wealthy in other ways. the Chidah says that you get wealthy kafi how much you are mechav of the mitzvah. Okay? So you can't just sit there counting the dollars as you're the sandak. Kafi how much you're mechav of being the mizbeach for this 2 minutes, that's how you become wealthy. Okay, that's the end of that one.
There's certain things that people do take away from Mashiach, so you could balance out.
I hear that. Okay.
So it's an investment.
Okay, so that's going. That was reason number one. That was after Katoris. And the Nebuhuda doesn't like the whole, we said before, Nebuhuda was a bit anti the whole Savar thing. Fam, he wrote there, Halavai, that Rudachosev would have written Lasses Liberus in his Savar. That would have made the world a much better place. He's anti the whole thing. He just said, he's a different reason. He says that the Gemara in Erevin says that it's not good to give all your matnas kuna to one kohen. So because it would make, you know, we're supposed to spread it around. The whole matnas kuna was that all kohanim should have a way to live. So if you give all to one kohen, it's not good. So he said that would be the problem, not asking the ketores, because he doesn't like the ketores, because he said it's wrong with Be'ah. He said you shouldn't give all the matnas kuna to one person, and that's, then this is similar to that. The Bechir said also a similar thing. As Chaviv HaMitzvahs, it's fair that everyone wants to get a chance to do something good, and therefore you should do so. Or Chosham says, which is probably the Yisoid of everything, that we don't understand the reason, it's up Yisoid, and therefore you should take it as face value, and that's it. The Ma'ase said the Sfaradim were not Makbim. There's a lot of Sfaradim give the same person twice, their father, themselves, they give it twice, and they were never Makbim. The Ma'ase said, but we are, yeah, Makbim, because the Ramah brings it down, they pull down the Locha, and therefore we are Makbim.
But we're not Makbim,
we're going to get that. Slow down. The Sholem Eishiv says that for most of these reasons, the problem is, let's say, the Nebuhuda's reason, that you're not supposed to give all the matnas kuna to one kohen. So the problem is, it's also on the father of the baby to do so. But if someone would get offered to be sandak twice, you should zecha accept, because if it's a good thing, and it never says the kohen can't accept matnas kuna, nothing wrong with taking it, just it's not fair for the guy to offer it just to you. Therefore he said, if you get offered, you should have to take it. Now the Achronim will say, in the Loshon of the Tzavah, the Medayikit, it says, lo yaseh chaveiroi sandak. They want to say a few things from this. One thing I want to say is that you yourself can be sandak twice. Chaveiro you shouldn't do, but you yourself can be. There is someone, the Koris HaBris, he said the whole new pshat. He says, as the Ayin Hora Mahalach. Yeah, we said lots of these reasons could be as Ayin Hora. He says, the Ayin Hora only is if you're sandak twice on the same day for twin boys. Then it's almost crazy. Everyone says, you're the sandak twice. It's a rare thing. Two bris in the same family. That's the issus. If you do that, the whole thing wouldn't be the gayer. The Nebuhuda brings down that in Poland, the minig was that the rav of the town got sandak kohes every single time. I know in Bobov in America, we've seen how much one or two Bob Revers, every single bris in the killer, he is the sandak. Nothing to talk about. Your father, your shver, you can have a great grandfather from before the war came back. No matter. Rebbe Tzin Habsham is to be the Sandak. That's a minik, and that's what Nebuhuda brings down was a minik as well. The Chum Sofer says a very nice reason why. He says that, again, going from this Mahalach of the Ketores and whatnot, he says that the Rav of the town, or the Rav of the Chassidus, the Rav of the thing, has the din of a Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol, and Allah was that Kohen Gadol could be Maktachet. He could do whatever he wanted, he could take any services he wanted. He was the bailim on everything, and therefore the Rav of the town got the halacha of a Kohen Gadol, and every kind of questions, because Kohen Gadol could do what he wants, and so too Rav of the town could do what he wants, and therefore you can have a takana that the Rav should get it. The Chazan Ish was noyug to be sandak many times for one family, and Shulchan Hagel said there's another nice reason why. He's b'dayit, the same Rosh Chaveri. He says, lo yaseh chaveri sandak. To someone who's a doctor and mitzvahs and is a big tzaddik and zir shemaim, he's not chaveroi. He's a tzaddik, and that's all you're talking about, Bechlal. And therefore, we never said you shouldn't give it to the Rav of the city. It's not in a contradiction before you start, and therefore it's going to be a bit. The Poskim say that it's only on the sandak, however, you can use the same moil twice. If you to use the same moil twice, also for pidden haven, you can use the same coin twice. It's only the Gabbas on the coast, this is said, which also stems with what we said. What do you say?
Not many people make it.
Have two, why not two wives? Two wives. Okay. Maybe later, maybe Thursday we'll handle that. Okay. Now I just want to mention maybe one or two more tzavar, and then tomorrow we'll get onto the more halachic things. Tzavar lamed ches is lo yelech adam beisoy derech. You shouldn't leave your house to impart on a journey. For yachzor lebeisoy im shachach ezed dafim. If you forgot something, you shouldn't go back inside. Rak yamud ifnei habayis lishol mashach. Stand by the front door and ask for what you need. Now again, if it's not practical, if you have no one at home and your passport's inside, you sit there davening, please Hashem, send my passport, you're not going to get on the flight. So again, the reason is because the malachim that accompany you on the journey are accompanying you, and then if you go back in the house, you're leaving them outside waiting. There's various Kabbalistic reasons.
Journey or stuff?
Only on a journey. They handle how far it has to be. The achronim handle how far it should be a derech merchat dafka.
That's the reason we don't have to worry. We don't have meluchim.
You go to Shalom Aleichem? Where do they say?
Why don't they say
the Muslim God? My knowledge of Malachim is rather minimalistic. Okay. Okay, I hear. Okay, well, I'm going to mention a few more tzavahs because tomorrow we're not doing the tzavahs at all. What do you say? Oh, we get the one again. Tzavar Lam Gimel, he says, now this, I've never heard people be makbid, although I'll tell you in a second. Achim Nesuim, married brothers, Loi Yoduru Be'ir Echot, should not live in the same town. Now, I had a friend who just moved back just now to England, and they handled this, 2, 3, 4, they discussed.
If it's saved house.
I had a friend who went to my Steinbuch just now and said, I'm looking to move to London. I want a brochure. The brochure said that I'm not sure I should move because 3 of my brothers live there. So what? He said, are you living in the same house or the same chotzer? He said, no. That was okay, get on. Like, he wasn't interested at all. And he said, okay. And then the place can bring down. In the olden days, there wasn't a metropolis like this. It was a huge town. The 4 people living with 1 cow in the middle of the thing, supporting them, and that would be an iron horror. Others are makel if it's a town everyone grew up in. Because if this was your hometown, you can't make all the brothers start separating because they can't say, oh, it's not fair. And therefore, I've never heard people, but they are makel, not in the same building. And then Swell people are often a dira in the same building as their brother, and they say, no, Swell people are chosid, I'm not going to take it.
On holidays, they can go in the same house?
Yeah, you're doing it. It's only not to live. Okay. The Chidah said, it says in the Apostle, Hine matav v'anoim, shemas achim gam yachad. How nice it is to have brothers who are living. He says, what's lashon gam yochad? He says, even though they're living together, and even though it's maybe not recommended because of Rabbi Chassid, how nice it is when it taka works out and they're living together. Very quickly, 3 more, 1 I'll mention. He says you shouldn't polish your shoes on the day that you travel. This is a tzavah Rabbi Chassid. Now, obviously, people don't know that because in the airports, not now, they used to be, the shoe shining thing. So they weren't made for zichnof intlach, and maybe even though they weren't made for that. Okay, not to have a haircut or shave on Rosh Chodesh. This a lot of people are makbid on. That maybe we have to discuss tomorrow. We're running out of time. It's brought down the halacha. I think Magen Avraham brings down. Perhaps you're correct. And also not to close up a window. If you have a window, you shouldn't close up. The mazikim are used to, again, he's very busy. Mazikim are used to travel out through this window, and they'll get all broken. That you made a dead end, and then they'll start looking to pounce on the person who closed up the window, and therefore the people are known not to close up an open window. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll discuss more things tomorrow.